This is All India Radio in the program Spotlight. On the occasion of National Vaccination Day, now we bring you a discussion on the importance of vaccination in healthcare system. The participants are Dr. Lieutenant General Ved Chaturvedi, Senior Consultant in the Department of Rheumatology and Clinical Immunology at Sir Gangaram Hospital, and Rajesh Lake, AIR Correspondent.
Dr. Chaturvedi, what is the importance of the National Vaccination Day and why do we celebrate it?
The importance has been very aptly highlighted by Prime Minister and our Health Minister also, that basically this vaccination program, we have seen in the last pandemic also, that not only the vaccine itself, but the vaccinators, the people who are the workforce, that is very important. That's why even the Prime Minister has congratulated and he has encouraged these people who has been involved, the health workers in the vaccination program. Look, we are not a small country like UK and say Canada or Australia, where a few thousand people are has to be vaccinated. Such a large number of people have to be vaccinated. So it requires a huge program and a very successful program, which we have already seen in polio. You must remember that the World Vaccination Day, which we are celebrating today, it started because of 16 March in 1995 was the pulse polio. We remember that Do Boon Jindagi Ka, Amitabh Bachchan used to come on the screen. So that is how the pulse polio program started. And since it was such a successful program, it has encouraged us and the whole world to make it as a World Vaccination Day. So it's a vaccination day and we celebrate it because we could show to everyone, the scientific community has shown that yes, you can eliminate a disease. Polio became more successful, but we know we have done for a smallpox also. I always feel these two achievements, that elimination of a smallpox from this whole earth, smallpox and the polio, it is as big as achievement as going to the moon. So basically, this day is celebrated to make the awareness amongst the general population that yes, these vaccines are useful. And a lot of people, otherwise they were very hesitant earlier. We are lucky that because of this pandemic, people are no more hesitant. People are educated. People know that vaccines are useful.
So you mentioned Do Boond Zindagi Ki, the Two Drops of Life campaign in 1998, did quite a lot to educate people about the advantages of vaccination. And I think in the pandemic, we have very keenly observed that the success of vaccination lies in awareness and the implementation.
Absolutely true. You might produce any amount of vaccine. Look, India is called as the capital of vaccination program. So we have used before this also, before the pandemic, we were manufacturing vaccines for the whole world. So we were making vaccines quietly. We were sending it to the, without making much noise, because it was much cheaper to manufacture vaccine in this country. Look, Chinese also, it's not that everything Chinese made were successful. Their vaccine program could not be successful. That's why the pandemic went on for a longer time in China, because of the poor immunity which Chinese vaccine generated. But our vaccine was absolutely scientific. So that is the biggest advantage we had, that we already had this vaccination machinery available. The moment pandemic occurred, we realize it's not only we have to make a number of vaccines because of our population. So that's why we said first we will give it to only to the health workers. A lot of people say, why only health workers? Look, our vaccines stock was limited. So it is very difficult to make a vaccine for, say, with such a big population. So we prioritize it, rightly so. We gave vaccine to those people who were more vulnerable, like health workers or people who were on the frontline workers, and gradually gave it to the people who were, you know, 60 years, and then gradually. Right. A lot of people earlier used to think, why it cannot be given to everybody? Because of the non-availability of vaccine, and gradually it was available. And we have shown to the world that we could do it very nicely and systematically. Then came the workforce. Now, the workforce is also important. Any amount of vaccine requires a transportation. So you require a good transportation. You require a good cold chain. So you require everything. You require a good cold chain. You require good preservation. and you require a good workforce which is motivated and has to be educated. Look the importance and what are the problems which can occur.
Dr. Theresa Tam, I'm going to be quoting her, misinformation or distrust of vaccines can be like a contagion that can spread as fast as measles.
Measles, yeah. I've read that actually. So true, actually.
So there could be factors which are hindering, Doctor, which hinders towards the spread of awareness.
Out of many quote, this is the most important quote. Even if one patient die, one patient. Look, you can imagine 130, our such a huge population. Even if one patient died, it spread like a wildfire. Look, the vaccination causes death. Even if somebody, look, the law of mathematics is like this. So what happens sometime, the mistrust and the lot of rumors that he has died because he had taken vaccine yesterday and today he was found dead. So gradually people come out of it, and that's a very, very important duty of health workers, media, press, television, to show the success story that, look, this is the success of vaccination. We always keep showing one odd patient which in any case had to die even if he was not taken the vaccine. Yes, some local reactions can occur, a small reaction can occur. That can happen with many other drugs also. So we always feel if any vaccine or any drug which is, say, 99% it is very useful, but 0.1001% it has some side effect, that is acceptable to the science because it causes more benefit than the harm.
Correct. So to put it in a nutshell, what you just said, the National Vaccination Day started with the aim of curbing polio plaguing the world, and the day was observed to better awareness about the disease and how it can be eradicated from the planet. And since then, 172 million children are immunized during each National Immunization Day. And you have also elaborated on the Pulse Polio Program. Which are the other national vaccination schemes adopted by the government?
Look, the Pulse Polio Program and the Smallpox Eradication Program, they become popular because they were the two dreadful diseases. Now the WHO is working on the measles and rubella. Now, luckily, rubella is not that much in our country, but measles is rampant. And a lot of people, doctors including, people thought measles is chota mota, because jise kehte in Hindi, bada mata or chota mata.
Yes.
If you really ask me, measles also has good amount of mortality. A lot of people die of pneumonia during measles. When measles spread, it spreads like a wildfire. So it causes many complications. So measles is one. Rubella is another. Then, of course, other vaccination program, like you have tetanus vaccines, you have diphtheria vaccine, you have vaccine for the adult vaccine program, like becoming very popular is influenza vaccine, because people are talking about influenza. So influenza vaccine actually has to be taken every year, especially once you become more above either 50 or you are prone to infection, like you are diabetic, your organ transplanted, your renal transplanted, your diet, you have rheumatoid arthritis. I'm a rheumatologist, so I know that every patient of ours who is a rheumatoid arthritis, we always vaccinate them. And people who are about 60, because they have more lung infection, like children have more lung infection, so also the elderly people have more lung infection. So we always say influenza vaccine every year and pneumonia vaccine every 5 years, so that can be given. Now, herpes vaccine has come in the market because herpes can, in fact, all these diseases sounds very simple, but they have their own complication. If you visit ICU of any hospital, 70% patient you will find they have lung infection. So they are in the ICU. So you can prevent lung infection. So you can prevent the mortality and herpes infection, as I said, because you can lose eye. Hepatitis vaccine is so useful. So what is important probably is coming up in the initially children vaccination program is very well known in the society. What I want to throw All India Radio, I just want that people should be aware that adult vaccination program is also updated. So it's very, very important.
Okay, Dr. Chaturvedi, would you throw some light on the mission Indradhanush that was launched by Health Minister J.P. Nadda on December 25, 2014, and it has been prevalent since then.
Look, what a great name, first Indradhanush. Now, what a great program. And the whole world, not this country, the whole world, I keep going for some other conferences. Last time I had gone to Melbourne. Before that, I had gone to a APLAR Congress in Hong Kong. And for my surprise, Chinese were asking us. And this is in this November only. They were asking about this question which you are raising, that what is your successful program in the Dhanush? And we realized that, look, first thing is the availability of vaccine. The government made sure that this vaccine of the corona is made available. And not only one, at least 5-6 players, they were encouraged. So there was a competition. And secondly, the trials and everything by ICMR, it was fast-tracked because safety is also important. You are dealing with humans. So if you are dealing with a human being, first is the manufacturing. For manufacturing, you require a science. So government has given a lot of facility, a lot of swift licenses to manufacture, make the process very easy. That's why there are so many companies like Bharat Biotech or Serum Institute of India and so on and so forth. They start coming. Every day we used to hear one vaccine because it was encouraged. So one is the manufacturing. Second is the transportation. Third is the workforce. And this whole program became so successful, starting from WHO chief himself to everybody talks about this program and success of this program. We knew it that China was still struggling with the pandemic for so long because their vaccination program was not much successful because of some region. We really don't know the region because of the closed news. We don't know. But scientific community knows that Indian immunization program in the Dhanush was a big success, and whole world has congratulated our leaders for this.
So, Dr. Chaturvedi, the practice of vaccination dates back hundreds of years. Evidence, in fact, points to the Chinese employing smallpox inoculation from 1000 AD. Even the African and Turkish people practiced it before it spread to Europe and the Americas. Would you give us, throw some light on Edward Jenner, who's considered to be the founder of vaccinology?
Absolutely true. Actually, it is something like, I'll give you an example. Chinese were taking tea for many years till the Britishers came and they organized it. So when they organized it, then whole they spread into the whole India that is a tea and there's a tea bag and they organize it. Exactly what Edward Jenner did. Actually, before Edward Jenner, Chinese were definitely using vaccination program, 1000 vaccine. They knew about vaccine. But what Edward Jenner did, he organized it and he published it. And he showed to the scientific community that if you inject a cowpox into a healthy person, it can be prevented.
Okay.
So basically, because for many reasons, because Britishers were ruling the world, they could organize things in a better way, which a normal person could not. So everything has a, probably I'm very sure, it may be just possible that Edward Jenner had an original thought in England, while Chinese had their own history.
Ji.
Or maybe it was well known to the people that, yes, there is a vaccine. Look, if you do that, it is called as vaccine. And Edward Jenner organized it, presented it to the scientific community, and it led to the acceptance of vaccine as a therapy, preventive therapy
for any
disease.
So, Dr. Chaturvedi, in the end, let's tell our people, let's observe the National Vaccination Day. Take a look at your vaccination records. Schedule a vaccination appointment if need be. And we all together must fight misinformation if there is any.
Absolutely. You have summarized it. Thank you, Jahan.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the importance of vaccination in healthcare system on the occasion of National Vaccination Day. The participants were Dr. Lieutenant General Ved Chaturvedi, Senior Consultant in the Department of Rheumatology and Clinical Immunology at Sir Gangaram Hospital, and Rajesh Lake, AIR Correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com.